You're listening to Real World News.
In the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women on November the 25th, Salvadoran organizations gathered in the National Coordination of Rural Workers carried out a demonstration in the capital city of El Salvador to express their demands, among them the elimination of all kinds of gender-based violence in the countryside and the city. The organization, member of the Villa Campesina Latin America, stating that there are different types of violence, but they all are detrimental to the integrity of women, as is shown by the high levels of unemployment suffered by rural women and the increasing cost of living. The few women who can get a job in the countryside are harassed in different ways, from verbal to physical and sexual violence. This is proof of a clear labor discrimination against rural women, stated the declaration read by Lilian del Carmen. In an interview with Real World Radio through Leonardo Peña, Villa Campesina Central America's communicator, leader María Ana Calles talked about the importance of the passing of a new law in El Salvador that increases sanctions for gender crimes. The new law establishes the crime of femicide. A person charged with this crime could face up to 50 years in prison, even more than if the person was charged for murder, according to the criminal code. Peasant women think that the implementation of this law is extremely important and that peasant women should be valued, said Calles. She also stated that she was satisfied with the struggles carried out by women and called rural women to organize themselves and learn how to defend their rights. If we speak out in the countryside, we are attacked, said Ana Calles from the town square, where the mobilization and press conference were carried out. She also made reference to the campaign of La Villa Campesina on gender-based violence to be promoted at international level and implemented in El Salvador.
You're listening to Real World News.